Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1883, Ottilie Parker and her sister received an invitation to attend a spring wedding at Gold Beach, Oregon, 70 miles from their home on the Coquille River. After months of anxious anticipation, the two girls saddled their horses and accompanied the mailman along his route. They stayed the night in Langlois, then left for Port Orford, undaunted by a falling barometer. Shortly after departure, a gale broke loose with a heavy cloudburst and howling winds. The crossing of Sixes and Elk Rivers required the mailman to take them across separately, perched upon a horse with the water lapping at their feet. Neither girl shed a tear, trying to focus on the adventure of it all. The soaked and exhausted trio arrived at dusk in Port Orford and settled into the Knapp Hotel. The next morning, they continued south on a mostly flat but perilously steep and slippery trail and several more creek crossings. Upon arrival at the Rogue River, a small boat ferried them across. The next day, when the excited pair joined the festivities, it was everything they had anticipated and worth all the effort. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.